From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Congressional leaders have reached an agreement on an airport security bill just 6 days before one of the busiest travel days of the year. The compromise would have all passenger screening done by federal employees for 2 years. After weeks of wrangling, lawmakers now say a bill could reach the White House as soon as tomorrow. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
Congress has been trapped between two dates, September 11th, when the terrorist hijackings showed the pathetic state of airport security, and next week, when the holiday travel season normally gears up. But the House and Senate have been at odds for weeks. Last month, the Senate unanimously passed a bill that would make screeners federal employees. That was followed by an opposing House version giving the president the option to use private contractors. Arizona Senator John McCain supports federalization. Today he said lawmakers didn't want to leave Washington for the holiday without sending a message of safety to other holiday travelers.
But I also think another part of it is there's enormous pressure. Then the Department of Transportation IG just reported about a continued egregious violations before the Government Affairs Committee yesterday. I mean, there's enormous pressure to get this thing fixed.
The bill is a complex one. All day, lawmakers were trading information about what was still in it and what negotiators had decided to throw overboard in their urgent push for a compromise. But on the key question of security screening, here's what the negotiators agreed to. If the bill becomes law, federal supervisors will start taking over at airport terminals immediately. Over the next year, airports will switch from contract workers to U.S. Transportation Department employees to do the screening itself. And that system will stay in place for 2 years. During those 2 years, five airports can apply for a test program using private screeners. And at the end of that 2-year period of complete federalization, other airports can ask for permission to opt out of the system, although the federal supervisors would remain in any case. 2 years of federalized security at all but five airports would seem to put the current crop of contractors out of that business. A spokesman for their lobbying arm, the Aviation Security Association, couldn't be reached for comment today. The argument long made by House Republicans was that Congress shouldn't add 28,000 new workers to the federal payroll. They said the president needs flexibility to design an airport security system. House Majority Whip Tom DeLay spearheaded the fight for private screening companies. But even he found something to like in the compromise, the provision to let airports eventually hire private screeners again.
I have no problem with that because it does give the president the flexibility and local airports the flexibility to do what's right. It's not a mandate from the Senate.
DeLay and House Majority Leader Dick Armey both endorsed the agreement. This afternoon, Democrats and Republicans held competing press conferences. At the Democratic event, House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt put partisanship aside. He called the deal a victory for the American people. Another Democrat, Peter DeFazio of Oregon, saw it differently.
Here in Washington, they all say, well, you know, politics is the art of compromise. Well, sometimes things are too important to compromise. And the safety and security of the American public and the aviation system in this country is too important to compromise, and we did not compromise that in this bill.
Across the driveway, Republicans were rallying to promote the travel industry. Mark Foley of Florida was wearing a thanks for traveling button. Like DeLay, he said it's important that the airports will get to replace federal screeners with private sector employees in a few years.
So it has an element of flexibility. But the underlying issue was, should they be federal employees? And we're closer probably to the Democratic position on that idea.
The White House had been backing DeLay in the House Republicans early on. But lawmakers and staff said the administration had little presence in the endgame negotiations. One senator said they just want to get a bill. And as early as tomorrow, they may get one. Peter Overby, NPR News, the Capitol.